Item three, reorganization of the board. This is our annual look at the board officers. So I'll open it up for any discussion. Don't everyone jump in at once. Is there, does anyone, would anyone like to make a motion regarding the reorganization of the board officers?
Did you want to keep in your role, Todd?
I'm happy to serve if that's the will of the board. Yeah, I'm more than happy. But if someone else would like a turn in as a board officer, I take no offense, obviously.
Scott, do you have any desire for a change?
I don't have any desire for a change. But I mean, I think it would be an awkward time to make a change in any event. I mean, this would be, I think we're on, we would be starting year three or four for you, Todd. I can't recall, somewhere in there.
I've served 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's a little unusual, but on the other hand, you know, it's not broke, so there's no need to fix it. So to me, I think status quo is fine.
How about you, Dave? You want to stay a secretary?
That's fine with me. One of the challenges that we have for this, I think, is that we don't really have an opportunity to discuss amongst the board members, you know, reorganization or rotation and so forth, and until you know, this day comes. So I don't know if that's something that we can do in closed session or if it has to be an open session, but I mean, practically speaking, Todd's doing a great job, and I'm happy to be where I'm at. So I'm fine continuing with the status quo. But it would be nice to have some kind of ability to discuss all of this prior to the day of the meeting.
Well, and I would suggest, if I could, that once we get past COVID and we do agendize this and we can have a more open discussion sort of about how the succession goes, and people who might want to be interested can talk about it, sort of queue up, and then we can be ready for next year. But I think I agree with Scott that right now, given the situation we're in, where we're having remote meetings, it would be very challenging to bring a new chair. I mean, any of us could be chair, of course, but you know, just given the circumstances, let's wait until we're back into a normal meeting schedule, and then let's agendize this wherever we are in the year, and we can sort of look forward to the next sort of succession planning for the next few years, which historically has been based upon who the officers are. So that would be my recommendation.
I agree. So I'm happy with the current state of things and would move that we continue on with the status quo.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second to keep the current officers as comprised. Is there any more discussion? Okay, seeing and hearing none, I'll conduct a vote. Anderson?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Finley?
Yes.
Holcomb?
Yes.
Kroll?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Smithy? Yes. Watts?
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you everyone for your continued faith. I hope to serve you well, and as do, I'm sure, all the officers. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you for the excellent job you've been doing, and your willingness to keep going for another year. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, David. I appreciate that.